2UE's 2015.
Yeah. Julian, I'm sorry to keep you up.
Whack on a beanie.
At the end of the day, you can only do your best.
The year in review.
The fates of Bali Nine ringleaders Andrew Chan and Maran Sukumaran divided Australian opinion for a decade. But by April, their fate was sealed.
Our enemy is a serious crime that would make Indonesia collapse because of the drug trade.
Despite the efforts of the Australian government, the Indonesians refused to back down from their anti-drug stance.
I'm begging you, please. Please don't take my brother from me.
The pair was taken to an island prison and in the middle of the night blindfolded and shot by a firing squad.
Despite our ongoing efforts.
These executions are both cruel and unnecessary.
Widodo's presidency is now defined.
Anzac Day has become the most sacred day on the Australian calendar, but this year took on even greater significance. 100 years since the Anzacs arrived at Gallipoli. Thousands of Australians made the pilgrimage to Anzac Cove.
Very fortunate people to be here.
Spine tingling.
Very happy that we came.
The spirit of the Anzac soldiers remembered by all.
They were tormented by the thoughts of leaving their comrades behind.
And Australia lost the voice of summer, the legendary Richie Benner, with the much-loved former Test cricket captain and Channel 9 commentary legend passing away at the age of 84.
It's been a privilege to go into everyone's living room. What's even better, it's been a great deal of fun.
The Year in Review on Sydney's original 2UE 954.